I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
From the Moen Broadcast Center, this is Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Sharon McNary. Filling in for Larry this week as he takes a well-deserved vacation. Larry will be back next week. California's economy is back open, and fully vaccinated people don't have to wear masks in most cases. And one of those cases is at your job. Or is it? But Cal OSHA, the State Workplace Regulatory Board, is set to vote today on new rules, which could mean fully vaccinated workers can ditch face masks and physical distancing. KPCC health reporter Jackie Fortier joins me now to tell us more. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Sharon.
So, Jackie, get us up to speed on what's at stake in this meeting.
Yeah. So right now, we're still under those really strict masking and physical distancing guidelines that have been in place since last November. Cal OSHA's board will vote today to change those emergency rules to allow people who are fully vaccinated to skip wearing a mask and physical distancing at work, including indoors, unless it's required in places like schools or public transit. But people who are not fully vaccinated would still need to wear masks under these proposed rules. So that means employers will need to ask their workers if they're vaccinated. The meeting is going on right now. I stepped out to talk with you, and I just found out a few minutes ago that under these proposed rules, workers can self-attest that they've been vaccinated, meaning basically the honor system. So hopefully all of your coworkers will tell the truth about their vaccination status. Workers can, under these rules, decline to state if they're vaccinated or not. However, they're treated as if they are unvaccinated if they do so.
Oh, wow. Well, that really sounds significant. So what happens if this passes?
Yeah. So if they're passed by the board, the rules would take effect on June 28th. But this week, Governor Gavin Newsom said that he would issue an executive order to speed up the process. So they could go into effect this week.
Wow. And so how long would these rules stay in effect?
So technically, they would be good for 180 days. So that would take us into January. But these are emergency rules. So if our cases continue to fall and things look good, the board has the option to throw them out, and then there wouldn't be, you know, any mask mandate, even for unvaccinated people. The board also has the option to change them one more time. So if our cases go up, maybe we see more of the Delta variant, for example, the board could impose stricter rules. And even prior to today's vote, board members emphasized that their revised rules are temporary, and they've appointed a subcommittee to continue working on revisions.
Well, so what happens if they don't pass these rules?
Yeah, so if they don't pass, the old strict rules would stay in place, the ones that we're under right now. But we really have no indication that that's going to happen. The board has really gone back and forth to get us to this point where they're considering the looser rules. And frankly, Governor Gavin Newsom all but promised that they would be passed today.
Wow. So quick review, bottom line, summarize, what do these rules mean?
Right. So if it passes today, people who are vaccinated can basically go back to business as usual, but it does put some responsibility on businesses to ask their employees about their vaccination status. Now, the employer won't need to keep a copy of a vaccine card. And like I said, there is an option for workers to self-attest. So it's going to be really interesting to see how well they actually work when it's mask wearing, you know, in close quarters for hours a day, basically on the honor system. Employers under these rules would also need to provide respirators like N95s for unvaccinated employees to wear if they choose to. Now, business groups have pushed back really hard against this requirement. On the other side, worker advocates, including groups representing nurses, are really against loosening the mask restrictions.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your reporting later in the day when we have an actual decision in hand. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Jackie Fortier is KPCC's health reporter.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.